So we'll just try to make some Seder where we're holding over here. We're in the middle of a very important Gemara, and we're going to start that Gemara again because it has tremendous ramifications. So the Gemara started on Chavav Mebeis. Actually, I think last night I forgot to announce the sponsorship. That last night's shiur, the woman's shiur, was sponsored by Ann and Jack Mermelstein, the Schus Refu Shlema for Aviva Bracha Baschana. That's their daughter, who they were zoche to do a tremendous chesed, who donated a kidney, and to a man in his 60s, and Baruch Hashem. What? Amos ben Nechama should also have a Refu Shlema. And it's a tremendous, tremendous chesed that they did. And it should be a schus for the entire Mermelstein mishpacha. Should have continued nachas for many years to come. So the Gemara says over here, Amar Rav Nachman, ha-choshed al ha-arayis kosher le'edus. A person is choshed al ha-arayis, he's kosher le'edus. So we know something to do with arayis that he's choshed for. But it's not really clear how we define the terminology. What does it mean to be chashed al arayis? Amar Rav Sheshes, everyone with me? It's by the Zion of the Rambam. It's like about, I would say, 13 of the wide lines down. I would have to guess. Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes responded to Rav Nachman, Ani, answer me. Mari arboin bekatvei v'kosher? Person gets what? 40, you know, on his shoulder, he gets slapped. Rashi says, Chi of Malkus, and he's going to be potter? He's going to be kosher? So that's the end of the Gemara. Okay? So a lot of vague phrases over here. So let's see Rashi. Chashal arayis kosher le'edis. Why? Diba'inon rasha dechamos. Kedichsiv al toshes rasha eid chamos. So Rashi says, Rav Nachman makes a lot of sense. Because there's something lacking, even though you might have violated an Aveira over here in the world of Erva, but you're missing something fundamental for Psule Eidus, which is what? Rasha Dechamas. What's Rashi alluding to? Rashi is alluding to a Gemara in Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, one of the most important Gemaras in our parak. The Gemara in Chav Zayin Amid Aleph tells us, we're going to do a Mirtz Hashem, but let's skip there right now. The Gemara discusses, you see where the Rambam, the base of the Rambam of the Ein Mishpat, Mumer ochel nevelis l'teyavim. A person who eats, who buys cheaper meat, nevela meat, okay? It's cheaper in the store than kosher meat. So he has a drive, l'teyavim. Divrei HaKol, Puzzle. So that, everyone agrees that he's puzzle, right? Says Rashi over there. Ochel nevelis l'teyavim divrei HaKol puzzle. Says Rashi, the cave into Mishamam and Ka'avid, Ashchicha Bezol, Tvei Midei Atera, Havalei Karashat Dachamas puzzle Eidus. Why is he puzzle according to everyone? Because he's doing it in order to save money. And since that would qualify as a Rashat Dachamas, he's violating Yisurim because of Mammon, because he doesn't want to spend the higher amount. So therefore, everyone would agree that he would be puzzle if he's l'teyavim. Lahachis, what if he has what? Two pieces of meat, equally priced, and he chooses to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the treif meat. Abayam or Pasul, Ravam or Kosher. Abayam or Pasul, Dabalei Rasha. Abay says, because he did not aver, he ate nevelis. He ate non kosher. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Rabba Amar, Altasvish Rasha ate. Rabba Amar, sorry, Rasha the Chamas Bayina. Rabba says, it's not sufficient just to violate Yisurim. You need a Rasha of Chamas. You need a Rasha of Yetzer Hara, says Rashi. You need to basically save money, like Rashi said, by Teyavon. That one is priced higher than the other, and I'm doing it in order to save money. Right. Uh, So Rabbeinu Hanan on the side doesn't say it specifically because of saving money. It's a rush of the chomos because he gives into his yetzer hara to eating meat when it's lutei oven. But by lahachis, he's missing the yetzer hara because they're equally, they taste the same, and it's not because of his taiva, because of his drive. Good. The problem is, the Gemara tells us, famously, in Chav Zayin Amav, right before the Gemara that we just read, the phrase right before, the Mumer phrase of the Rambam, and the base, the Gemara says, V'helchus l'kavas d'abayi b'yal kagam. There are six cases that we pass like Abayi over Rava, and what's the last case, the Mem? Mumer, Mumer ochel nechveles lahachis. This is one of the cases that we pass like Abayi in Rava. So now we have a kasha. What's the kasha? Help me out with the kasha. So now let's take things back to our Gemara. And what's our Gemara? Rav Nachman said, Achashar al arayis is kasher le'edus. Why is Achashar al arayis kasher le'edus? Dr. Rashi, kasher le'edus. We go to Rashi, but you didn't rush the chamas, because if Al-Tosh is Rashi at chamas. So help me out here. What's the kasha? That's Rava. We don't pass him like Rava. Why is Rashi applying a svar and Rava in a machlek as Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshit is over here? So the simple answer is that maybe Rav Nachman is going in Rava. Maybe Rav Nachman is going in Rava. Rav Nachman holds like Rava. That would be the simple answer. Good. But that's a peladiga gemara then. So what's Rav Sheshit asking kashas on Rav Nachman? Meaning if all Rav Nachman is saying is an old shtickle tire from Rava, that psule edus for a Rasha is not just tam any person who did an Avera. But you need what? A Rasha de Chomas? You need Machmas Hefsid Momin? Or you need Machmas Yer Taiva? Like Rav Nachman said? Like what the Rabbeinu Hananel said? So then that's missing over here. So that's the answer. What did Rav Sheshit make a big shake? Oni! Our boy Mikatve, the kosher! You're gonna get Malkus? Answer me! You're gonna get Malkus and you're gonna be kosher? Yeah, you're going to be kosher. Don't you know the whole moves with Abayi and Rava? That we have a fundamental machlokes. What passes with psule edus? It's a little bit questionable. Unless Rashi means something entirely different. Rashi is not saying that Rav Nachman is going within Rava. And it's not that Rav Nachman is going Shalom Alib Dehuchas. But Rashi says Rosh HaDechomas. But that can't be. Abayi said the Feirish. Mumar Alchon Neveles Lahachas is possible. What? What do you mean? Right. Yeah. Well, Rashi says, "Well, you know, Rashi the Chumash." You're saying that Abaye, it's not that Abaye, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Rav is the one who says you need other credentials. Abaye says you just need a Maisa Rishus, nothing else. Rav says no, you need a Rashi the Chumash. According to Abaye, it's enough just to have a Maisa there. So Rabosai, when we started the Mishnah on Chavdalan and Beis, we were already briefly introduced to this. If you look back at the Mishnah that started this whole long sugya of Apsule Edis, right? So Rashi in the second Rashi in the Mishnah commented on Amasachi Bakuvya. Kula Mefarish B'Gemara. Kulin me'ein gazlan in him about Torah Omer al Tashrish Rasha Eid v'chosh kein dayan. So Rashi says kulin me'ein gazlan in him, and then you continue go on in Rashi. So Chrishius hol v'chimid mamon ma'avir al deri Torah havelik a Rasha dechamas u'pasul ladin alahayid shenota achrei abetza. Rashi by Seichre Edis says what again? Havelik a Rasha dechamas. Why need a Rasha dechamas? We asked over there, the Turei Evan asks, on Rashi, I think this is right, because it's a similar Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, this Mishnah of Psule Edus also applies in Rosh Hashanah, so Turei Evan, I believe we quoted, asked on this Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, that's Rava language. Why are you applying that to a stum in the Mishnah that's introducing you Psule Edus, Midrabanan? What's going on over here? So the answer we answered was, I think the Tumim answers, and this is the Ramah. The Ramah says that there are some shitas that hold, yeah, machlokes Abayi and Rava.
by psule edus min haTorah, biblical psule edus. But psule edus midrabbonon, then everyone agrees that you need a what? A rush of the chumas. If it's only psule edus on a rabbinic level, so then the type of psule that the rabbis passed was in the area of Russia the chumas. If so, if we could figure out a way to set up that our Gemara of a Choshed al Arayis is only going to be Pasul Midrabanon, so now Rav Nachman's going to be talking even Alibi de Hilchasa. Rav Nachman's going to say, because you're lacking what? What the credentials are for Psul Midrabanon, that Midrabanon, Psul Midrabanon need Rosh HaDechamas, like the Rambam writes in Siman Lamed Aleph in Choshed Mishpah. By Psul Midrabanon, that the Machlok Zabari Rabba doesn't exist. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to see in a second that Gemara is talking about Marcus Martinus. Mm-hmm. That's all going to be intertwined. This whole sugya is one long circle. Depending on what you define the issue is going to affect the flow of the Gemara, which makes sense. So now, so I think what Adi's saying is right. How would we say that perhaps this is only possible to Rabbanon? So, we still didn't define what the terms are. What is a Choshed al Arayis? What did he do? What did the guy do? What do we know? What are the facts on the ground? So now that's the next stage. Oh, let's figure it out. Maybe he did nothing. Exactly. That's the exact shmuas. Exactly. Oh, so to say that you're pulsing me the rice on a shmuas raw, that's going to be very hard to sell. So I think that would work out very well. Let's see if that fits in Rashi. Ani Mari. So Rashi goes on and says, answer me, aneini adoini. Answer me, my master. Arboin bekatzve, chayiv malkesu. Afal pi, says Rashi, she'ein sham hasra, the omer mar malkin al leitoiva hashmua shenemar el bni ki leitoiva hashmua. So I first read this Rashi and I said, so this guy, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. And what? And there's just a shmua ra, maybe just a yichud, maybe, and there's just a shmua ra, and we got malkus midrabbanan, like Itai said, on Shmua Ra, like the Gemara in Kedushin says. But there's a problem with saying that. Because if you read Rashi carefully, that's not what he said. And I think Rashi is actually quoted in different places, in different ways, hinging on this issue. Let's read Rashi carefully. Arboin Bekatze, what did this guy do? This Choshed al Arayis. Chayiv Malkus hu, Af al pi she'ein sham hasra, even though there was no warning, which means if there was a warning, we apparently have edus on a maisa avera. And all we're missing in this situation, if we really analyze what Rashi is saying in this category of a choshed al arayis, sounds like two edim saw him what? Be bol an arayis. Have an iser arayis. And what were we missing in this situation that we can't give him real bona fide malchus? Hasra. But this is not just rumors. This is not real. We know the facts on the ground over here. This guy slept with an erva, and we have a limitation. We can't give him malchus because we didn't give asra. What? Okay, so let's say he did chibuk v'nishuk. Let's say he did. Let's say he didn't sleep with an erva. That was a little extreme. Good. So let's say he did an isser. That would be mechayev and malchus within the arayis. Or what else would get malchus and arayis? Yeah, but the Gemara is talking about right. The Gemara is talking about malchus, right? Arboin bekatze is malchus.
Is there anything to which is kashul elva and still get malchus?
No, I don't think so. That's what he's saying. Other than chibuk v'nishuk, if you actually slept with the erva, then it would be misa. Right. Meaning there is still a malchus, that's true, right. You're saying there would have been potential misa were there to be hasra. Good, right. But bottom line, I think everyone could agree that the pashtus in Rashi, if we really analyze Rashi, sounds like we know the facts on the ground over here. It's not just rumors. But that's not the opinion of all the Rishon. Look at Taisus. Achoshar al Rai is koshalei. This is the bottom Taisus. Tema maishna mi oichol nevelis l'teel v'n miploni ravani l'rtzoni d'psulun la'edis. So Taisus asked Akasha, this is what we saw quickly last week, there is a Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis. which we introduced the Gemara about Palgin and Dibura. A guy walks into Beis Din, and he said, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. I had Mishkav Zachar with another man, and I did it willingly. So the problem is, implicit in his testimony is he's invalidating himself by saying that he did it willingly. So that's what the Gemara has to figure out what to do with his statement to still make it, to make it acceptable. So but Tosa says, I don't want to discuss Palgin and Dibura right now. That was for the sugyas before. But what's the premise of that sugya? The premise of that sugya, Amar Rava, is that Lidvarov, he's a Rasha. According to his statement, he's a problem, he's problematic, and he is Pasul La'edis. Says Tosos, not so fast. That's not true according to the Gemara in Chavavam Abis. The Gemara entertains the possibility that a person could be in the world of Arayis and still be kosher, even though he's in the world of Arayis. So how do these two Gemaras jive? And then Tosos throws into the next in the mix, and just like Abaye, says Tosos, who do we pass like? We pass like Abaye, not like Rava. Don't throw in svaras of Rava like Rashi does in Rav Nachman. Tosfos says, I'm not going to accept that. Because we pass like Abaye, and Rav Nachman has to be going according to Abaye. So the second you're a Rasha, the second you do the Maisa Rishis, you did an Aveira, you're plus Leidus, just like if you eat a cheeseburger, Lahachis, you're a Rasha. So says Tosfos, Yeshlam de Mayri Hacha Bechoshid Ba'alma. Exactly like you said. This is not facts. No one knows. Read the Gemara literally. Not like Rashi says. But you're a choshed ba'alma. There are rumors. There are rumors about this. Below Edim, there are no Edim or witnesses. Dein kan kiyam shmul. That there's only rumors. Wow, so that's a chiddush. So what? So now, Rav Sheshes, that's good within Rav Nachman. Right? And that's good within the Gemaras. But now what are we coming out? We still have to remember the Hemshech of the Gemara. Rav Sheshes says, since there's a Gemara that says, even for Shmuel's Ros, for Yichud, you give Malkus Midrabanon, that's going to apostle you for Eidus. You have no Eidim. You don't know about this. Rav Sheshes will hold that you're apostle according to Tosfos in the first day. Says Tosfos, because sometimes, even for rumors, you get Malkus. Again, that in that day and place, that would not be like Rashi, the way we're being Medayik in Rashi. Because the way we're being Rashi is we have Edom here, it's more than rumors, we're just missing Asra, but therefore we can't give regular Malkus. Inami, says Tosfos the second day, Hachom Mishum di Yitzro Tokvo, Volodami Linevela Vegam Lerevia Deleka Yitzro Tokvo Kokach Kemo Be'erv. Then says Tosfos that he thinks, which is one of the days that we learned earlier in Tosfos on Tef Samviz, that there's a difference between the Yetzer Hara of a person to fall with an erva of a woman and Arayas of Mishkav Zachar. And since the Yetzer Hara is so uncontrollable when it comes to that Yetzer Hara, so therefore what? Therefore, Rav Nachman held, even though you actually, according to the second day, this is not a rumor. You violated the Yetzer way of Edus. Because the Yetzer Hara was so uncontrollable, so therefore you still be kasher le'edus, even though you're an honest. You violated the Yetzer. It's ke'ein an honest. This Gemara says a similar thing. The Gemara says that a woman who sleeps with another man, if she's an Eshes Ish, she becomes hasar on her husband. That's the parsha of Saita Asura al-Baila. So the Gemara says, if she's not married to a Kayin, she's an Eshes Yisrael. So if she's nensa, if she's raped, then she's still mutter to her husband. Nebuch, it's unbelievable to think about it. So sometimes I think about this din, it's like hard to grasp. And Eshes Kayin, Eshes Shenensa, it's taka aser. It's this past week's parsha, right? That's part of the kedusha of kahuna, that even if she's raped, that she would taka be aser. But when it comes to Eshes Yisrael, she's going to be mutter. But the Gemara says, what happens if it's chilasa ba'inus v'saif v'ratza? What happens if in the process she starts enjoying it? So it's Seifa Baratzen. So the Gemara says there, Lakula, the Gemara says, I think we passed in Lakula there, but the Gemara says Yitzra Takfa, that the Yitzra Hara took her over, and that was a continuation. We view Chilasa Ba'inus for Seifa Baratzen, you know, we view it as still considered Inus. Fine. So that's the 2 days. So ultimately what we have over here is these 2 days of Tosfos is ultimately going to have tremendous nafkaminas in terms of what the facts on the ground are in terms of our case. Ultimately, which now would now have ramifications, how do you deal with the question of Abaye and Rava plugging in to Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? Again, if you hold that what, it's just a chashud, it's just a rumor, so then I think we could say that Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes, in a case of a rumor, Rav Nachman saying like that you're still kosher because you didn't do anything wrong, and Rav Sheshes says no, as long as you get the malchus, so then you're going to be pasul. According to Rashi, Rashi explains Rav Nachman saying you need Rasha Dechama, so we have two options. Either Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes could be going Shaloli B'dehilchasa within the issue of Rava, but then the question is what? What does Rav Sheshes hold? If Rav Nachman said that you're missing Rasha Dechama like Rashi said, so what does Rav Sheshes hold? So either Rav Sheshes is holding like Abaye, so you have, it's an interesting Gemara, the machlokes Abaye and Rav is just an old machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes that's found in the world of Chashad al Arayis. Or perhaps some of the Rishonim say here a different explanation. No, it's going within Rav. And you need a Rosh Hashanah Chamas on a level of the Arayis. But what? Perhaps the machlokes is whether or not Rosh Hashanah Chamas has to be about saving money or any Hana'ah could be Rasha Dechamas. What do I mean? So the following idea. When Rava says you need a Rasha Dechamas to be possible to eat this. So Rashi jumped in on the Gemara, and Rashi said you had two pieces of meat. The kosher meat is much more expensive because you don't want to spend that money, so therefore you're now going to violate an Isser. So then Rava said, this person is going to do the same thing. He's going to lie in court. He's going to lie about his edus in order to make some deal on the case, and he's going to try to profit whatever he can. That's a Rosh Hashanah. Such a person, we're worried about lying, right? But what about if you have Hana'ah outside of Dini Mamonos? What about if you have Hana'ah, just the fact that it tastes better, but they're equal price, but this is better quality? Would that qualify as a Rosh Hashanah according to Rava? Would that be the definition of a Mumar Ochel Neves L'Te'avon? According to Rashi, I don't think that would qualify. Let's say you have a guy who has two pieces of meat in front of him, right? And he says, you know, McDonald's meat is just, there's something about it, it's better. Or this Goyisha butcher, he cuts his meat, it's just much better. Same price as food showcase. Same exact price, and he chooses that because it's better quality, right? So now, there's no chimud mamon there. It's just chemda. It's just desire. So Rashi would hold that according to Rava, you wouldn't be posulating this. Perhaps, Rabbi Chananel disagrees, perhaps that's what Rav Sheshes is introducing. No, I got your language, Rav Nachman, that you need Rosh Hashanah. But this is Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because this guy is a Yetzer Harb for this Erva. That's sufficient chemda to be a Rasha Dechamas for Rava to pasul you leidus. But again, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, this is all within Rava. And it's not going to be Aliba de Hilchas. Then we suggested, even according to Rashi, perhaps it is going Aliba de Hilchas. And this Choshed al Arayis is only going to be pasul Midrabanan. And that's why Rashi says, Rav Nachman says, Psulim derabonon, need, what? Need Rosh Hashanah. It's only the deraisa that we don't pass like Rava. But midrabonon derama writes that we need to be a Rosh Hashanah, the Psulim derabonon. Then the question is, so why are you only Psulim derabonon? So if you understand that it's only a rumor, so that I can understand. Rumors are not going to pass you deraisa. You don't have the facts. You don't have aid. My problem is that Rashi's mashma, that it's not a case of a rumor. Rashi's mashma, that it's what? That the facts are on the ground, we're just missing out for all. That's why we can't give you other punishments. If that's the case, then why are you only pasul midrabanan? So perhaps that's where you're going to have to apply Taisa's shita. That even with the facts on the ground, you're not pasul if what? You're talking about not mishkav zacher, you're talking about something that there's a yitzro tokfo. And since it's a yitzro tokfo, So therefore what? Since this has such a Yetzer Hara, a Choshed al Arayis, even if it's Erva Mamish, so therefore what? Therefore Rav Nachman's going to hold, you don't become a Rosh of the Chamas, and therefore you're not going to be Kosher. Yeah.
What I don't understand is, the words of Rashi, Amamar, Malkin al-Loy Hashua.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not clear. So
Why is Rashi saying a rumor, Dika's idea?
And he gives a
shenema. So good, excellent. So that's why I read the Rashi originally, and Tosfos actually quotes Rashi like this on Testament Beis, that Rashi is talking about a case of rumors. So how does that work with the diyuk that I made about the lack of Asra? So it could be that Rashi just wants to know, in any case of Edus, you also have at least what you have with rumors. You have rumors and then some. So if rumors alone would allow me from the Gemara and Kiddushin to give you Malkus, so that's a way I could explain why you're getting Malkus in this situation, even without Hasra. Because Eidos without Hasra is rumors and then some. So at least it's a bona fide rumor. So if a rumor would get you to get Arba and Bekatve, you would get Malkus. So Kol Shekein Eidos without Hasra would get you Arba and Bekatve. Tosfos
won't make that
deal. Tosfos is making that deal. Tosfos is saying, right, no, Tosfos is saying that you don't need to do that. Tosfos is saying the first daya that it's just a rumor and a rumor alone is giving it. In the second daya, will Tosfos say that for Rav Sheshes? He might hold that it's a case of Hasra. And therefore, actually, no, you can't. Then you have to explain Malkus, so the Chora Tosfos would say the same thing, that it's a rumor and then some, yeah. Yeah. What's Pshat in Rav Sheshes? Because you're a Choshed, right. Oh, so apparently Rav Sheshes holds any time a person gets Malkus, even if it's Malkus v'drabanan, that person automatically should be Pasul. Apparently there's a Machlekes that Rav Sheshes can't accept that we can give Malkus, Makus Mardus to a person and that person should be Kashaleidus. So that's a fascinating new machlekes. Meaning, all you have over here is a rumor about an avera, and now the Torah grants Chazal the ability to give Makas Mardis to a person on such an avera. Says Rav Sheshes, if he gets Malkus, then implicit in getting Malkus Mardis is that he should also have the ramifications of being Pasul Eidus. The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says that any time you get Malkus, you're Nechshav Achicha.
Afterwards?
Yeah. No, the Gemara says after. The Gemara says after Kevin Shalaka Achicha Karinambe. That he's back to square one.
Yeah,
so. No, so I don't know. I don't know if that applies to Malkus Derabbanan. That applies to Malkus D'Oraisa. Malkus D'Oraisa, once you get Malkus, you're back on track. And the Rambam's Mashma, even if you don't do Tshuva, which doesn't apply to other Isurim. Rambam's Mashma, that you get Malkus, you get lashes, Achicha Karina Be. It's like built into the Malkus that this guy's a new human being. He's got a clean slate. He gets a start over. Malkus D'Rabbanan, I don't think, carries that same
doctrine, they do Tshuva.
Yeah, I think you would have to actually do Tshuva. Yes.
It's interesting. The negative impact persists on
him. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's ironic. Exactly. Yeah. You would think the opposite, right? But you find also a lot of things by Makas Derabbanan. You might have some chumras in terms of the number. Also, might be different in terms of Makas Derabbanan. In terms of but it doesn't have that quality that Makas Derabbanan. Makas Derabbanan has.
Come to din. What would be the edu on that front? Someone said,
saying, how does this become substantial?
Yeah, if they go to in front of Bedin, someone needs to give him Malkot, right? Bedin has to rule Malkot, or is it just his own?
How does Bezdin give Malkus Derabbanan on a rumor?
Yeah, well, you bring two edin that says, I've heard it. Is that good enough?
I think so. Yeah.
But you need two edim that says, I've heard the rumor.
Right. I think once you have to write, they don't need to have halachic sources, then it could be aid me p8, it could just be the.
But
right.
It needs two edim.
Right. L'chor, yeah. L'chor, right. But it's an interesting question. No, there's no, it's not, there's no Aveiro over here. You're not punishing for an Aveiro. It's just a bad,
There's no
I'm saying there might be an Aveiro here, but I'm not punishing for the Aveiro necessarily, because I don't know that for a fact.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right,
that's right. So it's not just two people.
Right. But he's asking, let's say Beis Din just knows the newspapers are talking about it. You know, it's on the news. But there was no formal testimony about the hack. Would they be able to give Malchus? I don't know. Probably you need Aiden to present it to Beis Din. It has to be a formalized psak, you know, in terms of these dina. What's even more...
You're really trying to, you know, be careful. It really forces people to...
Right, exactly. Yeah, it has its positive. Exactly right.
So, what is the punishment for people that deliberately put a shmuel? Is that like a din zomim?
No. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. I don't think Beis Din will take care of it.
Yeah.
I think a list of people.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. You know, how do you control such a thing?
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Yeah. And there's probably certain guidelines to what's just. I mean, the Gemara has different categories of a laz versus a kol, the alma. Mm-hmm. Gemara has different categories of what's substantial, what's not. But what's clear in the Gemara is that you don't need formal testimony about it. You know, with the regular criteria of edus. You know. Right. No, that is Rashi's case, but Tosfos is entertaining that there's a choshed. And really, honestly, if you ask me, that's the Baal Mor points that out in this Gemara. Choshed is exactly like what Rabbi Liefer said before. Choshed means we don't know what the facts are. He's choshed. You know, choshed usually means that this guy, we're just wary about him. You know, it's like a bad smell. It's a bad smell with this guy. He's just up to, you know, he's going into houses. He's snooping around. You know, he's just in the wrong places all the time. You know, he's just chushed. You know, that's the Baal Mor's raya. Just from that one word, the Baal Mor's raya is that this Gemara is not a case of Ada's witnessing that there was some Avera that happened. It's just, it's a chushed. So the Ramban in the Melchamas on this Gemara defends the Rishonim that understand, like the second day in Tosfos, that no, there was an Aveira over here, and we're talking about a real Aveira, and then we're going to have to make a distinction, like Tosfos says, between all the different types of Aveiras. What do you do with Chashid? So the Ramban writes that Chashid, often in Shas, is used also in the context of knowing the facts that we know that there was an Aveira done, and you don't have to necessarily, just from that, prove that the case was just, was considered a Chashid. So, ultimately, you know, first of all, it's a machloikis had a paskin between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Fascinating machloikis. Machloikis the Baal Mor in the Rif, whether or not we paskin like Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes, because they want to know there's klolim that in dinim we paskin like Rav Nachman and in Isser v'Heter we paskin like Rav Sheshes. So what is this? Is this dinim? Or is this dinim ominous? Because maybe it relates to Eidus? Or it's Isser v'Heter because it relates to Arayis. So that's the machloikis Rishonim, how we paskin. So you have a machloikis, again, let's just hold cup over here, it's very complicated. You have a machloikis, what the case is, which ultimately is now going to have ramifications depending on who we paskin like, l'kula or l'chumra, like Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. So what are we paskin like in, number one, a case where he's actually bala air, but we have the fox on the ground? And also, what are we paskin like one? There's just rumors about this. So, in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch writes and seems to follow the opinion that we're talking about, like the Rush writes over here, let's talk about a chashid, like the first day of Tesis. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins l'kula. This is the Shulchan Aruch actually in Simen Membeis that we're going to see in a second. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat and Psule Eidus writes that just because there's a rumor, you're not Psule Eidus. So you're Koshel Eidus. But then comes Simen Membeis. Simen Membeis changes everything. But let's first finish the Gemara before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. Amar Rava, umaydir Rav Nachman le'inyan edus isha. Even Rav Nachman, that's mekel, that's lenient in our sugya, that a choshed al arayit is koshel edus, he's moydir le'inyan edus isha shu pasul. Why? Amar Ravina v'yitemer Rav Papa lo amran ela lafuka, avaleluya leslamba. So then Ravina qualifies, and Ravina says, by the way, that which Rav Papa said, that Rav Nachman agrees to be stringent, to aser a woman through being made about her status, le'inyan her baal, her husband, that was just what? Lo amran ela lafuka, which means what? A get, to say that there was a good get. Right? Avaliluya leslamba. But if he's testifying what? That she's married, then what? Then there's no problem. Why? Because again, we're dealing with what? A chashid al arayis. So we're concerned about a person's ne'emanas and believability in the area of erva. So the Gemara says that even Rav Nachman that said you shouldn't be neman le'edus isha, that's only in a situation there as a function of his edus, she's going to become what? Muteris, available, right? But if she's going to be usher, she's going to be now married as a function of his testimony, so then that would be no problem. The Rif has a different girsa. The Rif, which we'll see in a second, is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, says, Bein li iluya bein lafuka, he's not neman be'edus isha. He had a different girsa than the Gemara. But what's the pshat in the Gemara in our gear? So the Gemara says pshita. Of course, if he's assering her, if he's prohibiting her, that he's neman. Mal desema. This is a fascinating Gemara. Mal desema ha adifale. No, maybe you would think no. He wants her to be prohibited. He wants to be made that she's married. Why? Because what's more, stolen waters is better for him. Makes the avera more sweet. Kamash Malon, the Kamash Malon is that you don't say that. Ah, fascinating Gemara. Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes in his Sichas Musar, a fascinating idea based on this Gemara. He says that he believes that honestly, when it comes to Averis, it's not just about the Avera. It's not about the Taiva. It's about the fact that it's Osir. What drives you and needs you to be able to fulfill that is not just the pleasure of the Avera itself, but it's the fact that it's prohibited, that is part and parcel of the Yetzer Hara. To the extent that a guy would change the facts on the ground. By the way, consider this. The facts on the ground are what in this guy's head? What's the case? The guy is now saying, oh, she's married. So what are we worried about? What are we worried about? Maybe he's lying. If he's lying, so then there's no, not as bad, it's mutter. It's totally great. No. He's chashed for years ago. For another note. So now, if he's lying, so what's he doing? He's just creating a shmua in Bezdin that's not even true to make his avera sweeter. So that the Olam knows and the way the Olam associates me to the, that's the half a minute of the Gemara. That's the way you add up the pieces over here. Basically, this guy is going to be lying about an Avera, and the Avera is actually Mutter. But what's driving him? What does he want to be made? He wants everyone to know, by the way, this is my Gnuf. This is Usser territory, and that's going to add to my Geshmak and my Avera. That mamish, when you think about it, that's when you play out all the facts.
That's not a
Mumra Lahafis. What? No, this guy wants pleasure. That's what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is saying. You misunderstand what your Hanoah is in Averis. You want Mayim Gnuvim. You want pleasure that's considered Usser. Okay, fine. So let's get back to Nigla. Okay. So that's the end of the Gemara. So everybody say now we have a serious Shiloh on our hands. Because now,
someone knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. So now we have a shiloh, which is going to be nogeya legabe. Let's say you have people that are chashal arayis. Say you have people that are not makbid on chibuk v'nishuk, on touching, on kissing, and they have to testify le'inyan edus isha. Sometimes these people are the only people that have the facts on the ground. Like I mentioned, maybe they were chayalim in the army and they know about what happened. So what's going to be the din? So I told you, Choshed al Arayis, the Ramah and Choshed Mishpan and Simon Lamedal, the guy at the beginning of our Sugya, Paskin's Lahakil. Just because he's a Choshed, we Paskin that he's not going to be possible Eidus, That's the way the Shulchan Aruch faskins. You need edus on a Maisa Avera to be possible. If you have edus that he slept with an Erevah, so then it would be possible. Fine. Like Abai, good. But if he's just chashid, so then that's not going to be possible. But now we have Simon Membez in front of us. Now look at the Shia. Simon Membez, look at the Ramal in the middle. Chashir al arayis afal pi she'ein edim shabala erva rak shechashir ba'alma posel le'edis isha. Bein le'inyin kedushin, bein le'inyin gerushin. So you see the Ramah had the girsa of the Rif, not like our girsa, that he said bein la'afuka, bein le'iluya. He doesn't make this distinction of whether it's to be married or to be divorced. It's always going to be posel. So you see, we're splitting between edis isha and stam posel le'edis in general. Excellent. So let's see the Chalkus Mechokik. So if you look, we really should do both Chalkus Mechokiks, but let's just, in terms of Mark just asked the question, let's see Tesvav, the last Chalkus Mechokik on the side. Tesvav. Miloshem zem mashma, dakal edes kedushin o gerishin posel. Ava lahoyed le'isha shemes vaila, kosher lahoyed. The lo gara mi evru shivcha, because at evru shivcha we're very lenient when it comes to edus about meis baila, about iguna. Exactly, we even allow an evru or a shivcha, right? But then the Chalkus Mechokik says, read Rashi carefully in Sanhedrin. Aval ni Rashi, it's not mashal like that. What Rashi? Look at Rashi lafuke. Rashi says in the first of the wide lines in our Gemara, loymar meis baila o girsha. Rashi says, the Chalkus Mechokik says, he included not just Gerishin. From the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it would sound like you would have a Kula, Legabe, Meis Baila in the war, for the Chayalim to testify. But because Rashi said, Meis Baila, so it would be considered Usser according to that. There is a, I remember, I spoke to Rabbi Shechter about this, because I remember years ago, Rabbi Shechter said, and this is a very important nekuda when we get to the analyzing Abai and Rava, this is just a little background. When it comes to Edus Isha, the Gemara says all the Psule Edus are believed. Edus Isha we're making. Mishumiguna, we accept Psulim. Evan and Shivcha, they're all possible. Any other Edus, Evan and Shivcha are possible. But Indian Edus Isha, she's accepted. So the exception is a Gazlan. A Gazlan, a Ganav, is not Nemun for Edus Isha. Why? Because we accept all Psule Edus. We don't accept someone who's a Choshed L'Shaker. We don't accept someone who's a Ganav who is going to be someone that we're expected to lie, because he might lie in that area also. So that's the one Psule we don't accept. So the Tzais quotes a Mesivis, that the Mesivis has a suffix, Abaye, that holds a Mumer Oichel Nevelis. Is that shot a Gzeris HaKosav that is possible? Or is possible mitam that is choshed l'shaker? Why do we hold according to Abai all that the Russia is possible l'edus? Right? Is it choshed l'shaker? Not gemina what? A mummer no ochel nevelis? Not gemina for what? Meis baila. Said Rabbi Shechter. I remember he said, it's gonna not gemina if you have a mummer that eats non-kosher, would he be nemon in the battlefield? Because if it's a choshed l'shaker, according to that side of the mesivis, that would be possible. So I asked Rabbi Shechter, and I said, what do you mean? These chayalim that are usually mumarim le'echol nevelis, they're also chashed al arayis. A chashed al arayis is the favorite in the Gemara right before that legabe what? Legabe liyule lefuke lingin kedushin and gerishin, he's possible. So I'm not sure exactly what the teretz is, I don't think that necessarily we could. The only thing that I think we could be makel on is exactly what Mark brought up. If you take the Shulchan Aruch at face value, and you don't say like the Chalkus Mechokik, like the Diak and Rashi, you ignore Rashi and our Gemara, so perhaps then you could say, no, it's maybe just Gerishin and Kedushin, but Meis Baila were makel. Meis Baila were makel. But to say that a Choshed al Arayis is Neman for Edus Meis Baila, according to Rashi, I think, and according to the way the Chalkus Mechokik is driving at, I think that would be very hard from the Maskana of our Sugya, and I think that would be one of the major issues one has to deal with in terms of the Chayalim to testify.